I'd like to go back to the how the site was chosen, because you were showing me in the McDonald report that map that showed how students, how far they had to commute. Sure. Could you talk a bit about that?
I had nothing to do whatsoever about the choice of the site. And there's a good account of that in Hugh Johnson's book. I knew of some of the conflicts that Vancouver, for example, had purchased a lot of the site for cemeteries. But then Burnaby, once it discovered why Vancouver had bought it, put a stop to that. So there was federal land, Burnaby land, and Vancouver land, and some private development, all on Burnaby Mountain. That was all settled by Shrum, and I think Alan Emmett was very influential as the Reeve of Burnaby. Alan, do you want to switch that off for a minute while
Oh, yes.
I find something?
Okay.
Well, the McDonald Report had done, it was set up by President McDonald, the new president who came to UBC from Harvard after Larry McKenzie retired. And McDonald actually inherited quite a lot of work that had been done by President McKenzie's team. I had had a part-time appointment. I was released from one course in English to write things for the Senate on what was coming up in BC. And other people had done similar things for the Senate. And when Jack McDonald came in, his first priority was really to rework the whole higher education system in BC. And he inherited a lot of that material. And he got a group of us to write the McDonald Report in just over 3 months, actually. And some of the things that we had started in the McDonald Report were pretty amateur. I had, for example, studied the student telephone directory, and on that basis had concluded that the peak of freshman enrollment was moving east from Point Grey at the rate of about one block a year. Now, I knew that it wasn't a good study because the telephone directory gave you the address of the students. So all the students who'd moved in from any distance were getting accommodation somewhere as close to UBC as they could. So I knew it wasn't any good. I mean, it wasn't convincing. And so instead of that, for the McDonald Report, we got two geographers who did a real study, and they did all sorts of things, calculating the time of driving and so on and so forth. I was very pleased, actually, because they came to the same conclusion as I had done, but it was much more convincing. So they produced this map, which is reproduced in Hugh Johnson's book, and you will see on it that there's a relatively small area around Point Grey that people can get to in 30 minutes to UBC. And then there's a huge area covering West Vancouver, North Vancouver, Burnaby, Port Moody, Coquitlam, large parts of Surrey, bits of Langley, and so on. And that is also within 30 minutes of a possible site of Simon Fraser. So obviously, if it's true that the enrollment peak is growing at this rate, there were going to be more than 2,000 new ones in 1965, and the centre of this is near where BCIT is now, and that really is the junction of the Trans-Canada Highway coming in from West Vancouver and Highways 15 coming up from Surrey. And that was a key issue. On top of that, Burnaby was almost the only municipality that was doing anything in the least serious about getting a university. And that was what I was looking for to show you. in May of 1963, Burnaby and Surrey school boards sponsored a meeting in New Westminster that had MacDonald and Shrum and three others, including me, to talk about the possibility. And really, some of us very much favoured New Westminster, because the BC government has never been willing to buy land for higher education, or wasn't then. UBC, that's why UBC and Victoria are out on points, and Simon Fraser and Prince George are up on mountains. Not one of them is close to a transit centre. And we thought that was very foolish. So in the MacDonald report, we published the map that showed that somewhere around BCIT in Burnaby was the logical place for a new institution.
But not at the top of the mountain.
Not at the top of the mountain. We didn't say that, but it was a possibility, and we listed that as a possibility. To our surprise, when we were doing the MacDonald report, hardly any municipality in the Lower Fraser Valley wrote to us or wanted anything. So I will tell you, in the MacDonald report, there is a list of the briefs to the MacDonald report, and here they are: Abbotsford, Castlegar, Chilliwack, Cranbrook, Creston, East Kootenays, Kamloops, Kelowna, Nelson, Prince George, Rossland, Salmon Arm, Trail, Vernon. Not one from Burnaby, not one from New Westminster.
And all these places were
agitating for a university or a college. And far more than that, because this is when we were doing the MacDonald report. After the MacDonald report came out, a lot more did too. New Westminster and Burnaby were right for location, but also New Westminster had all sorts of land, all the land from the prison.
Oh, Burnaby did, you mean?
Burnaby and New Westminster.
Oh, okay.
They had all that land from East Columbia that goes right up where the prison buildings were. And they had the land that the lunatic asylum was on, and so on and so forth. So they were attracted. Not only that, there were noises that the SkyTrain would come there sooner or later. So some of us on the MacDonald Report really had a bit of a favour for New Westminster. Beautiful views too over the water. And but in fact, it was the school boards of Burnaby and New Westminster that put in, that supported this presentation we made in New Westminster. Nothing came of it. And Alan Emmett really was the only one, and his council were pressing. And I think that had a big influence. The other thing was, of course, that Shrum took a small plane that BC Hydro had and flew around and decided he really liked the idea of the mountain.
And did you mean that Alan Emmett was, he wanted to see the university on the mountain as well?
Yeah.
Now, do you know why the mayor at that time would want it at the top of the mountain?
Well, there was no mayor of Burnaby. Alan Emmett was the Reeve.
The Reeve, sorry.
And he became a mayor later.
Okay.
So he wanted to. And his council. Burnaby was one of the very few suburbs of Vancouver that tried any decent town planning. You know, for example, Edmonds here. Edmonds was deliberately planned as a multicultural, low-income area. That's why, if you walk out to this corner, there is an African restaurant and a Portuguese church and so on. Edmonds, and that's why Edmonds is still a very mixed thing. I mean, you have a hardware store and a boat builder and so on. Now, it's changing. As you know, Value Village down at the end is going to disappear, and that whole area is going to become a suburban area. So that original... But Burnaby did try some town planning, and whereas Surrey has never heard of the word, you know. And so Burnaby was attractive, and the council, I think, was behind Emmett too. I didn't know him at the time at all. I got to know him later because he and I both used to go to the convocations, and because we'd been involved from the beginning, we got together. And in fact, he visited my wife and me in New Westminster a few times. And partly, of course, Alan was a navigator who had the most distinguished war record, 56 ops, you know. Hardly anyone survived 56 ops as a pathfinder. I was a navigator too, but I didn't do anything heroic. But at least we were both navigators. And so we both were enthusiastic about Simon Fraser. And
Do you know why, though, that he would have pushed more for the mountaintop rather than, as you say, where the prison was?
I don't know that he pushed for the top, especially. Okay. He pushed for the site.
A site, okay.
And I think, I don't know, my guess is that he probably saw it as not just a site of the university, but the site of a good housing development. And that was always a conflict at the beginning. Erickson and Massey both saw it as having a residential component. And of course, they're trying to develop that now with the university they've got up there. But there's no doubt that it was isolated and still is to some extent. I mean, Simon Fraser does very well indeed on the surveys of universities. I mean, it's consistently in one of the top three of the universities in its class, except on student satisfaction. And on student satisfaction, Simon Fraser doesn't do well at all. And I know from my own grandchildren that they didn't really, they had a very good academic training, but they didn't really have a university such as UBC when I went there, with lots of activity and lots of people going to things and so on. It's improving with residences, and it's improving with the so-called university city, horrible word, university city, but they're trying hard to do something about it, but there's no doubt that it really is a commuter campus.